Spring brings warmer weather and more rain, kicking off mating season for frogs and toads in the Midwest. That means volunteers across East Central Illinois are exploring local watersheds to collect information about frogs. That data paints an important picture about ecosystem health. IPM's Abigail Botar brings us along to hear some chirping frogs.
It's a drizzly day at Homer Lake Forest Preserve, east of Champaign-Urbana, and Morgan Dirksen-Balk is taking me to a wetland where frogs normally mate this time of year.
It's amazing how loud an individual frog can be.
Could that just be one?
Yeah, that's just one.
She is a public program specialist with the Champaign County Forest Preserve District, and she helps run the program called Frog Watch USA with the University of Illinois Extension. It's a national program with more than 100 local chapters contributing to a public database. Earlier that day, Dirksen-Balk tells me the program trains volunteers to monitor frog calls by identifying the types of frogs they hear and how dense the population is. Is it just one very loud frog calling or a chorus of several?
That data is tracked and submitted to a national database, so any researcher or municipality or land manager can use that to make educated decisions about land use.
That data is really important because frogs are an indicator of ecosystem health. Dirksen-Balk says they are very sensitive to changes in their environment.
If you have a sharp decrease in frog species, that's a good indication that something is going wrong in that watershed.
Many things can cause frog populations to decline, like habitat loss, deadly fungi, pollution, and invasive species. Dirksen-Balk says even large weather events caused by the climate crisis, like the drought that just ended in the region, can have a negative impact on populations.
If frogs have reproduced and then their tadpoles aren't able to survive in that body of water, there isn't that generation that year.
To monitor the frog calls, volunteers find a watershed they can access at night. Frog calls tend to ramp up around dusk, so volunteers are instructed to do their monitoring after sunset. One Friday night, I head out with Connor Ross and Eloise O'Leary to listen for frog calls in Busey Woods in Urbana.
Taking notes on the weather right now.
Oh, excellent.
The pair check how recently it rained, how strong the wind is, and the temperature, all data points that could impact frog activity. Then we hike out to a creek to hopefully hear some frogs.
All right, stopwatch, and here we go.
We stand in silence for 3 minutes, the monitoring period all volunteers across the country follow. But that night, we heard no frogs. Ross and O'Leary think that it could have been too cold or too early in the season for frogs to be at this creek, or they could have just been quiet while we were there. The data is still important to report, and the two will continue monitoring the creek through this summer. Before they head out to monitor frogs, volunteers have to get trained on the program's procedures. That involves memorizing the calls of 15 different species that can be found in East Central Illinois. At a training earlier this spring, Dirksen-Balk plays each of the calls to help new volunteers memorize them, starting with the green frog.
Their sound is often described as like a loose banjo string. That's how I remember that that's the green frog. So let me play the call and see what it sounds like to you.
She says the key is to associate each frog sound with something else that reminds you of the call. That's exactly what the group does when they practice with the Blanchard's cricket frog's call.
Does that one sound like anything that you can describe to anybody?
Marbles.
Marbles.
Dirksen-Balk says it's more important than ever to have this data on frog species. Many previously abundant species have experienced dramatic population decline in recent years.
I don't know of any species that are doing super well right now or anything. Everything is kind of hanging in there a little bit.
But with this data, Dirksen-Balk says she hopes communities can help to curb population decline.
Tracking them is really important because we can see the changes in their populations and then maybe start to address some of those threats.
After all, healthy frog populations are not only a benefit to the environment, they're also a benefit to humans. Frogs eat insects that can transmit diseases, and researchers are studying compounds in their skin for anti-cancer and anti-HIV properties. Dirksen-Balk says she hopes the Frog Watch program will help people better understand how much of an impact these small amphibians have on our ecosystem. I'm Abigail Botar, IPM News.